Welcome to the Channel for Grace Uncut podcast. This is a deep dive into my life, my stories, my experiences, the things that I love to talk about, the things that inspire me, and my thoughts and observations about the world. This is a podcast where you'll mostly find me sharing myself uncensored, but where you will also meet amazing guests and hear about topics that will inspire you to keep learning, to keep searching for your truth, and to guide you to be unapologetically you. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. So excited today to be here with Adrienne Hall, who I actually just recently became acquainted with through one of our social communities called the Cognition Community and the sort of world of human design. She is going to be talking to us about something really special that she does, and I can't wait to dive into this conversation. So how are you doing, Adrienne?
I feel good. I'm so excited to connect and have this conversation. And it's a really beautiful thing that it's aligned in so many ways to the community that we met inside of. And I know you're deep in the world of human design. So
Yeah. And the cool thing is, so there's different, for those of you that don't know anything about human design, there are different types of auras, and both Adrienne and I are actually what they call a projector. And so it's just cool to find other projectors and connect with them. And one thing that's kind of totally off topic is I have a completely open solar plexus, and you have a defined solar plexus. And one of the things that I have been really wanting to know more about, but this totally fits into this conversation. One thing that I have been really wanting to know more about is, how does the defined solar plexus really work? I mean, I know my experience, but I know that I also, like, it's a bit sort of like a foreign energy. But to talk to someone who's a projector who has emotional authority is something that I've actually been really, so it's kind of like I feel like magnetized to. And the fact that what you do is all about emotion is just like really, really exciting for me.
Yeah, it's actually, I've had the same thoughts, and I was going to post something today. I will post something today in our community about the difference in how people experience emotion, whether you have a defined or undefined solar plexus. So I'm actually very curious about your experience as well.
Yeah, this is perfect.
Yeah. So we'll be getting to learn so much from each other.
Oh my God, I can't wait. So there is this amazing download that you've had that you call crystalline emotion. And I would love for you to give us a little bit of, in a nutshell, you know, because I know we could probably go on for hours defining what it really is, but how do you define crystalline emotion, or how did this come about? Give us a little bit of a background for it.
Sure. So I will start with saying like what it is in a nutshell, which is, it's a biotechnology, meaning it works with our body, within our body, to revolutionize our emotional system from 3D to 5D and above. So as we're going through the solar plexus mutation coming up to 2027, and you might want to say a few things about that, you know, we're changing the way we actually experience emotion. And so crystalline emotion, the practice of working with crystalline emotion, helps us along the path. It's like the tool that can help us really upgrade our emotional system. And that's happening no matter what, like the energies coming onto the planet are facilitating. It's the wind at our backs, and we get to participate in it in this way, because a lot of times what happens is people don't know that there's an upgrade. And so they're drowning in the waters of emotion. And they're feeling like, oh my God, this is so overwhelming, because they don't have the tools to actually metabolize and alchemize that emotion and really access the true power of it. So crystalline emotion is the tool that supports us in doing that. It gives all the information. So I'll pause to tell you like how it came about, to see if you want to say something.
Oh yeah, totally. So it just brought back to me when I first found out about the Raves, and the Raves are these beings, sort of like the next human design type that is coming into the world in 2027. And they will be very solar plexus aware and have this emotional connection to being in the world that is so advanced in terms of like we're at, that is going to really like revolutionize the world itself, I feel, because it feels like this thing is coming, you know, and it feels like it's this huge shift. But of course, I also know that we've been feeling it. And when I found human design, to find out that the solar plexus is like the most important center in human design, it was perplexing for me. But also finding out that I had an undefined solar plexus and that I would feel everyone's emotions and then magnify them within myself also made a lot of sense. And so it's crazy how since I've started my study of human design, emotions and understanding emotions has, and in all the work that I do as well, has become one of the most potent teachings, or like there's just so much found right there within that space. And to see that other people, and I've kind of stumbled upon it and then gotten a little deeper into it within my own study, but also finding other people that are also learning and receiving downloads and understanding new ways of seeing the world of the emotional realm is really, really cool, because it tells me too that it's really happening, you know, like we're all like tuning in and tapping into it. And especially I think projectors too, I think we're all receiving our own sort of downloads to like, what is it that we're here to really, how we're here to really serve. So yeah, so it's a powerful thing to learn about emotions. So
it is.
So yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, it's such a beautiful thing that we are receiving, because that's how we initially were like, we connected when I was talking in the cognition community about you receiving a similar download, which we can talk about. But I love that it's coming to so many of us, right? So we can see it happening. You can actually see it happening with people who are receiving the downloads, but might not even realize on an intellectual level or like a conscious level, they might not realize that they are getting a download or that they are experiencing the shift. You know, and so when we talk about it, when we talk about the information we receive, it turns something on for them. So then they can be a conscious creator with it.
Yeah. And you know what? It's interesting because I think that where we're at, I feel like we dive into all of these like words that people may not even know what they mean, because it's like so automatic for us. But yeah. Speaking of downloads, maybe to share your story of like how crystalline emotion downloaded could give us the meaning of like what it is a download, you know? So
I love that. Yeah. Sometimes I forget. I'm like talking about, you know.
I know, me too. I just lost in it and it's like, oh, actually, yeah, somebody might be like, what's a download?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Just for context, I was a marriage and family therapist for 17 years. And I stepped away from that work maybe a year and a half ago to do this, because it's so different than what the medical model says that we do with emotion. The medical model is based on eradicating pain. And that's a good thing. It's a good tool to have, but there's so much more available than that. And I couldn't do like my work in integrity. So, but the process of what happened is I started to see a pattern in what people were talking about in terms of what emotions meant in the body, like where they were located in the body, and then what the message of it actually was. And I had developed this whole book. Like I did like a professionally edited book proposal and like sent it to Hay House on the human emotional system. And then, a little while later, I was on some webinar about eclipses, and this woman, I thought I was going to learn about eclipses, and this woman comes on, she's like, how to train to be professionally psychic. And I was like, help, like what? And then, all of a sudden she starts talking, like she's talking about me. Like I've always been told that I'm super psychic, and I would like get information in meditation all the time and like really apply it in my life and know things there's no other way I could know. like incredible information. And so I did that training, and then, you know, I did like 50 free readings for people, but I start, and so I would talk to my guides and be like, so what about this book? You know, the human emotional system, like, how about it? And they were like, it's cool, but there's something cooler coming. And I was like, all right, but you don't know, like they don't tell you anything. So I'm like, okay. So I went through this like massive tower moment in my life. And I was in Mexico, like a few weeks after it happened, just being like reeling, just kind of like, whoa. And I'm in meditation, and all of a sudden this information starts coming through. And my gifts are clairvoyance and clairsentience primarily. I do get clairaudient or clairolient or claircognizant information as well. But those are my main, clairaudience and clairsentience are my main gifts. And it just, they were showing me all these images. And it's a really beautiful thing the way my gifts work, because I'm a trained and registered art therapist. So in my work with clients, I would use art a lot, because art is the metaphor of the subconscious mind, which is the infinite part of ourself that's connected to everything. So there's so much we can get to through art and imagery, because a picture is worth 1,000 words. So this information started coming through. And from that point on, because I was in a tower moment, I was experiencing all the emotions, and I was like, okay, I see why this is coming at this time. I was broken open, you know? And I was like, here we go.
That's when it happens.
Totally. So, and probably why the tower moment happened, you know, when I look back,
right.
You know, but you don't know in the moment. So to answer the question about downloads, it's, you know, people receive the information in different ways. Like I was mentioning the clairs before, and as we become more sensitive, as we become more like moving toward the raves in 2027, our whole system is becoming more sensitive and being able to pick up on so much more information than we can possibly logically understand.
You said that, and I got this wave of chills like down my body. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's a hard thing, because when we experience, when we get a download through our clairs, is the way I see it, and you might have a different definition. We doubt it a lot, because it's not based in a fact. We didn't read it somewhere else, but this is part of our inner authority coming online, mm-hmm. where we really build a relationship with what we know, and we know on a deep extrasensory level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm soaking it in. I'm, there's so much like going on too. And I'm thinking like, wow, like as I close my eyes, I can really like feel what you're saying. And I have that inner vision type of, I think it's the cognition. So yeah. I'm just like, whoa, just like having a moment there. Side note, but yeah, like there's so like right now, what it feels like for me, the world feels like it's crazy. And I think, and I think that this is the reason why, because we are being activated. We are sort of, I don't want to say advancing, but evolving for sure, yeah. into something new, a new way to experience the world, becoming more aware of our surroundings, becoming more aware of like everything, especially in relationships. And because of that, like you said earlier, some people are like kind of losing it, because they have no idea what's going on. There's no guidance out there, but it's happening. So we're all kind of being activated, I feel, in such a way that it can be very overwhelming. And I work with a lot of people too. I have my own community and membership, and I hear this a lot, that we are all learning by watching ourselves, like by watching our feelings just flow from mm-hmm. one to the next, and that the awareness is really shifting our experience, our like complete experience of everything in our lives. So 100%, I feel like this is happening, and we are, I think as projectors, but I think everyone is just getting ready for this like really big change and really big shift. And the more that we can step into awareness and understand how it works, And a lot of that for, you know, people that are intuitive comes through in these intuitive ways. The more that we pay attention, because we all have intuition, we all have like the ability to see the unseen and hear the unheard. The more that we can trust that within ourselves, I think the more that we will sort of at least feel in some way, shape, or form that we're not like losing control of our lives as we're moving through this shift collectively.
Yeah, so beautifully put. And I feel like it's these things are happening no matter what, right? The shift is happening no matter what, but there's something about it where it's giving us the opportunity, like the capabilities that we are coming into, like greater and greater intuitive senses, like greater and greater trust in ourselves. Like the way that this is all coming about is that it's giving us an opportunity, if we're willing, to participate in it. You know, like it's not just something that's happening to us. I mean, it could be, you know, sometimes it's happening to us so that it awakens us in the process. But as we awaken in the process, we actually can like partner with it and really harness the energy of it, like bring it about in such a beautiful way for ourselves and the people around us.
Because it will change your relationships completely once you start to become aware, like conscious. Mm-hmm. It's just consciousness, I feel. Consciousness is like raising or awakening or expanding, and it's through the emotion. That's like the mode of like communication now, it seems. So yeah. Because our consciousness is expanding, that's why we feel extra sensitive to everything. And so I think it's really a matter of like learning how to navigate through the craziness, through the shift. And I think once we get to a place of like more, I guess you could say conscious understanding about how emotions work and what they're really for.
Yeah.
And what we're really supposed to do with emotions, the more that we will feel more confident and take this energy that feels very chaotic and bring some kind of order to the chaos. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like there's a bunch of wires everywhere, and then you just collect them together and you're like, okay, now everything's plugged in. Like, okay, everything's working now.
Yeah, totally. So tell us a little bit more about, I guess, emotions themselves. Like what has been your understanding like of emotion, and how has it shifted because of the information that came through to you about this crystalline emotion?
Yeah. So for a long time, the way I saw emotion, especially as a clinician, was essentially it's something that we're dealing with. Like we just get better at dealing with it. It's just going to be there, and you just kind of figure out how to cope with it. And
it's like a nuisance.
Yeah. It's a problem that has to be fixed. Mm-hmm. And I mean it in a very, like, I think we've come a long way in the mental health field. I think there are a lot more therapists that are like progressing the things. Like there's so much more about like, obviously nervous system regulation, like the somatic experience of emotion. Like I feel the field is progressing, but there's still this focus on it's a problem that needs to be solved in some ways. And I think that's where a big issue comes in, because when we see it as a nuisance or as a problem or something that's taking away from your goals, you know, like it's like kind of like a little sister, kind of like, okay, like, do you have to
go away? Go away.
I just want to have my space.
It's annoying.
Yes. Like, no matter how much you love, you're just like, can you please get your own friends or whatever? But that's not how emotion is. Like emotion is the most powerful creative force that I know of.
I can tell you that I have one channel defined. And it's the 2343. But the significance of it here is that it's the individual circuitry. Mm-hmm. And those moments, it's in those moments of like the deep melancholy that I have been, like those deep moments of like dense emotion, that the most creative things come out of me. So from experience, I can tell you 100% that that's correct.
Yeah. And what's happening as we develop mastery with emotion and develop our relationship with it is that you, and how the solar plexus mutation is coming in, is that the waves actually, or the density starts to change. Like the deep melancholy has a different density to it. It doesn't mean you won't feel it anymore. It means your relationship with it starts to shift so that it's not taking you out. Like you can be with it. There's nothing about eradicating it, but it's something about when you know what's on the other side, being with it in the sensation, you're like, I can be with this.
It's power.
Yeah.
It becomes power instead of like feeling like power or control is being taken away from you.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like the opposite. Yeah.
Yeah. You feel like you're in the old paradigm or in the old ways, the old frame, it's like when emotion like melancholy like that comes in and descends on you, you're submerged. You're at the mercy of it. And when we start to have a different relationship with it, what happens is that we're holding hands with it and we're saying, I trust you. I trust you so much. And I'm willing to feel any sensation in my body to create with you.
Mm.
Like, that's a whole different world.
It's making me tear up. Yes, it is that freaking powerful of a shift. Like you go from feeling literally like life is happening to me to what they say now, life is actually always happening for you. And if you can just move with the energy, like mm-hmm. just go with it. Because what I feel about emotions is that they are sort of like you could say they're triggers in a way, although that word is maybe not the best, but they do trigger something, you know, they do make something happen within you. And then you have to respond to it. Like you have to like do something with it because you can't just ignore it, because we know what happens when you just keep ignoring emotions and like bottling them down and pushing them away and being like, it's not important. It's just like, it'll just go away because they come and go. And so I think maybe we feel that like, they're kind of like not really important.
Yeah.
But when you ignore them, the more that you ignore them, the more that eventually they all come out at once. It's like, you know?
Yep. Yeah. And it does. I think there is some part of like the way, you know, if someone has definition in their solar plexus, those different gates have different ways that the emotion will kind of come out is what I've learned. But the thing that's so, you said something, let me see if, and the word that I use instead of triggers and activation, right?
Yes.
Might've just said this. But there's something else that I wanted to say about it from what you were saying just now, which is so beautiful about emotions don't give up on us. Emotions don't give up on us.
I like that.
That's why they don't go away. Like they'll be like, sure, you want to push pause on this for a second. You want to push it down for a second. But I'm never giving up on you because it's a creative force. And it's not just a creative force that's coming from like a nuisance. It's a creative force that's actually like these emotional patterns are in our DNA and they're also in our astrological charts and our DNA, our holographic profile. So, and that lives inside of us. Like, I don't know about you, but the more I learn about human design and I watch my own evolution and look at my chart, I'm like, how is this even possible that they map on so exactly like the way my life plays out and the emotional patterns that are there in the chart? I'm just like, I'm meant for this. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, spirit does not care the details of how it comes about. There are events that are orchestrated with the energies that are here on the planet. Also what we're creating just from our DNA that will bring about the exact emotions that you need to experience. So people take it personal, like, oh, well, I'm always have this melancholy, or I always feel this kind of way. And it's like, for a reason, because it's so beautiful and it's going to create the most beautiful thing through you as the vessel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I mean, no, 100%. Like And even just this, to share something personal, this weekend was like one of the craziest weekends I've had in a while. And it was right after this eclipse in Scorpio. And the eclipse was just 1 degree away from my Mars, and it was in my fifth house. And, you know, you can look at astrology, you can look at the transits, you can look at all this stuff. And sometimes you really don't know how or when things will just show up in your life, and then it's like game time, you know? So I had one of those crazy like experiences these last couple of days, where like we were grooming the dogs the day after the eclipse, and my husband accidentally cut one of the dogs with the scissors, because they jump around, they're puppies, and it's like, it happens, you know? But that happened, and I just like had a freak out moment emotionally of like, oh my God. And I could see the whole trajectory of like, we're going to have to go to the vet, and he's going to have to get stitches, and then we're going to have to like take care of him. And I already had a dog that had like an injury, and I know how much it takes, like how much like energy and stuff it takes to like watch a dog that you have to be careful. You can't jump. You can't do this. You can't do that. You know? So anyway, so I was like, all of a sudden it was like, boom. Like I just saw the whole thing, and I'm like, no, you know? So yeah. I had a very, very sort of kind of crazy emotional reaction that I have not had in a long time. And because I have the undefined solar plexus, I know that it's this sort of learned from my childhood. I had a really kind of crazy childhood because of the completely open solar plexus, with parents who were completely unaware and super emotional.
Yeah.
Kind of like very chaotic. So it was, it triggered this old thing, this old pattern that I've learned in the past. And so it was a very negative experience for both of us. And it took me a long time to sort of like process through that and like come out of it. And like, we were all like triggered about, you know, PTSD going off and stuff like that. And the dogs hurt anyways, but it doesn't stop there. The next day we're like heading into town to see the vet that we trust. And thank God she found a spot for us. Gave, you know, with the dog stitches, and then we're like, okay. And then that night, my husband, while I'm at the hotel with a friend and the dogs, my husband gets like rear-ended in our car, in our truck. Yeah, like the story, it just kept going and going.
Yeah,
pretty much totaled the car. He's okay, but he was like already in shock, and then shock again, and then we're in shock again, and then it was like just this crazy thing. And I'm just like, wow, seriously have not had this kind of stuff going on in my life in a long time. And both of us, he's also a projector, are very, very, very aware of like, all right, universe, like, okay, like, whoa. And we are both like realigning ourselves and really like tuning into what is it trying to tell us. Where's the redirection? We're both like, obviously we're being redirected here. We're aware of that, you know, like we know how it works. So when things happen in your life, when you have a little bit more consciousness about it, it's a different experience. And so we're like, okay, we always know the universe is taking care of us. And so whatever is happening right now, it seems like the worst thing in the world, but we know like that it's just a redirection. And so right now it's so crazy, because like I'm literally like, you know, we're in the midst of it. We're like, it just happened, you know, a couple of days ago, and we're just like going through it. And so I am in my mind also thinking like, what's going to unfold from this experience. But in the moment, I'm still like very much, I think probably still in a little bit of like the shock of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it is a lot to be conscious of your emotions and try to stay like, you know, in it in a way that is more, I guess, in a way you could say more productive versus like completely losing control.
Yeah.
What are your comments on that? Yeah.
Or completely trying to like close it up, being like, well, like mindset shift away from it, or like fix it, or like put a bow on it, you know, like,
right. Yeah.
It can be either end of the spectrum, mm-hmm. you know, minimize it, whatever it is, or like, oh, I don't want to feel bad about it. It's not good juju. Like,
right. Like we're both like, we just know, like, everything is changing, you know, like yes. changing obviously for a reason. So we better just like buckle up and get ready instead of like freak out and feel sad and, you know, upset or whatever. So yeah.
So I want to say, I want to answer your question. I think the thing that happens is sometimes we like, I think you guys have such a beautiful perspective. You're like, this is obviously okay. Like, it's obviously okay. It's happening. It's happening. Like, let's open our perception to what wants to be shown to us. Cause I think that's the piece, is like when things feel so out of control, especially on an emotional level, the mind especially wants to like lock in on something.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's going to lock in on something that's familiar, right? But it's a very tiny perspective. And so one of the biggest things that we can do when intensity is coming up is I call it like staying in the open plane of possibility.
Ooh, so essentially, I like that.
Yeah. So there's infinite possibility, right? There's an infinite octaves of the experience that you can have with your dogs and with the car and with your husband, right? And we get to, we're vibrationally moving between those things.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually moves you vibrationally is not staying in a positive mind frame about it. It's actually staying in this open plane of possibility, being like, I'm seeing it. I'm feeling the sensations in my body. I'm going to allow them to complete. Because what happens is when you complete an emotion, there's information and energy that's unlocked. You're holding it in your DNA. It's held in your chart. Like think about in the gene keys, you have the shadow, the gift, and the city. The shadow isn't, I'm going to eradicate the shadow. It's, I'm going to embrace the shadow, and that unlocks the gift. Right. And so it's the same process. Like emotions are simply sensations in the body. It's a sensation. And I'm telling you now, the sensation in the body is probably less from an emotion is less than the things that you put yourself through on a regular basis. Like if you do, like if you do an ice plunge, that's a bigger sensation.
That's so interesting. Actually, this kind of is a good segue to something that you said in the workshop that I just took with you recently. Yeah. About emotions being neutral.
Yes.
Speak a little bit more about that.
Okay. So this is really important. So I was walking, and in my human design and my variables, it's very, my body is active, but my awareness is receptive. And so for me to like walk, like I will get downloads when I'm walking.
Me too, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like walking, I'm minding my own business. I'm not trying to get any information, which is always when the best stuff comes in. All of a sudden my guidance was like, emotions are neutral. And I was like, fuck off. Sorry. I hope it's okay if I could say that here.
Good.
I was like, how? Like what? Like 17 years as a marriage and family therapist. I was like, no. I was like, no, I'm not telling people that. Stop it. And they're like, I mean, you could get used to it if you want, like, but this is what it is. And I'm just like, which is so interesting because I wasn't tuned into the solar plexus mutation. The solar plexus mutation is evening out the waves so that we can access the creative force of emotion. So when you understand that emotion is neutral, you start to understand how this mutation comes about. Here's the thing. When you, we've seen that, what's it called? The triangle or the like thing of awareness, the map of consciousness or whatever it says, like fear is this many hertz. I think it's hertz. And then like love is this many, is this frequency. When that research was done, that was in like the 70s or the late, like 70s, 80s, 90s. So when he was measuring this, when the guy was measuring this, I think it was David Hawkins. Yeah. Hawkins map of consciousness. I think it is. He's measuring people's frequencies when fear is present, when frustration is present, when love is present, whenever the thing is. At that time, our consciousness was not as developed as it is now. Of course, that's almost, I mean, that's so many decades ago.
Wow. Yeah. People don't really think about that. I didn't even think about that, but that's true that we're always changing and evolving. And so is the research in a way.
Right. So,
so should the results of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but we don't think about that. We just kind of take it like, oh, that makes sense to me. So I'm going to share about that. but what's the thing that actually dictates the frequency of an emotion is how you relate to it. So with you, like there are probably your times, like we'll use melancholy for an example, the times that you felt melancholy and felt totally submerged in it and felt at the mercy of it, your relationship with it was not powerful. And I'm not saying this in a judgmental way. I'm saying all of us come from this place because this is new energy. This is new capability, right? It's like judging our parents for the way they parented us. They just didn't know. When we know better, we do better. That's it. So it's not a judgment. But the relationship with that melancholy is a completely different frequency than your relationship to melancholy today. If you meet it today,
oh yeah,
it's a totally different thing.
Yes.
So this is how you know, this is the evidence that emotion is actually neutral, that the frequency of it is actually contingent on your relationship with it. How you relate to it is what dictates the frequency of it.
That makes sense. See, when you first said that, I was like, yeah, I don't know about that. I had to like take a moment. I'm like, how, you know, like,
definitely, yeah,
you know, yeah. But when you put it this way, it totally makes sense. So have you heard of Teal Swan?
Yeah.
Have you ever read her book called The Completion Process?
Never read it.
So in that book, she basically tells you how to go through the completion process. And it's this process of, it's almost like shamanic soul retrieval type of, like her version of it. It's like maybe a little bit more modern, but she starts with the emotion triggers you, right? Like she says that only between the years of 0 and 8 does all your trauma happen. And from, because those ages, and then the Gene Keys too, it talks about how like the 7 year increments, well, Human Design too, yeah, is like 7 years. So the first like kind of 7 years of life, she says, is when all the trauma happens. Yeah. And it all gets imprinted and like absorbed and like densed, or is that even a word?
Yeah. Yeah. And comes
then you're like, I get it. But then she says that everything else after that, you don't ever experience trauma in your life after that point. And the reason why she says that, and this ties into what you just said, is that because once that original 7 years of experience and trauma sets in, everything else in your life isn't actually a new thing. You are just interpreting it from the lens of that trauma that happened in those first 7 years. So it's not new trauma that's happening, because, for example, take the perspective of like two people, something happens and they're in completely different worlds because of how they're perceiving it.
Yeah.
What happened? So one person could be like totally hurt and like seems irrational, their emotional response to something. And the other one's like, this is not like, doesn't make any sense because it's totally illogical, your experience. So because of that, like she says, this really shows us that like there is no new trauma. It's just sort of like imprinted. You could say maybe it's kind of ingrained in our DNA from those very early ages where we're just absorbing. Because she also says that during that time, you're not like projecting out necessarily. You're mostly absorbing everything. You're learning all the stuff that like karmically you like chose to learn and then like heal or experience or, you know, move through for the rest of your life. And so when triggers happen as an adult, it's not that something in front of you is actually traumatizing you. It's that you're traumatized because of something that happened between 0 and 7 years old that is getting like a wound that's getting pushed by something that happened. And so your perspective of it creates this trauma that feels like it's trauma again, but it's really not, because when you look at it, it's not, it's like neutral basically. Yeah. So yeah, I would recommend that book because I think there, yeah, anyways, that was, that totally makes sense.
So the reason, from what I understand from a psychological level, but also from crystal and emotion level, is that we're recreating those things for the opportunity to expand through it. And that's the point of the emotional system is it's creative, right? It's helping us become more of who we are. It's moving us towards what it is that we're here to create that already exists. You know, it's built so that we can expand through it, but we're just keeping on going in a loop, thinking that it's, you know, we're like, oh my God, anger, like, nope. Oh my God, sadness, nope. Like, oh my God, whatever it is. And like, shh, or like, oh my God, it's happening again. And like, you know, reliving the drama of it instead of being like, oh, this emotion is here for completion. This activation is here for completion. And so what that actually, like, to really bring it into something usable is when emotion comes up, being able to take the perspective as you and your husband did of staying in that open plane of possibility, like, okay, something's here. And then tending to the sensation of whatever it is, the sensation of shock, the sensation of panic, whatever it is, there's a sensation in your body that is the emotion, and literally staying with that until it changes. So it's like, I feel it in my stomach, like, woo, like, okay, woo, that is real uncomfortable. But if you think about the sensation, we do these things all the time. Like I was saying, the ice plunge, or like you wait to eat, you wait to go to the bathroom, you work out really hard, you hold like crazy breath work that like hurts in your body, you know, like we're doing these things that are creating massive sensation anyway. Why can't we be with the sensation of emotion?
Why can't we?
This is the stories, right? That we attach to it. Like, well, if I feel this angry, then I'm an angry person. Or if I feel this, then, you know, and there's all these messages that we get about what it means about you if you feel a certain way. And everybody's messages are different because the messages are different in different families and in different cultures. So we have that interference all the time. And there's even the interference that comes from well-meaning personal development stuff. Like, think about how many people are talking about you got to be high vibe and like be positive about things.
Right. Yeah. It's not possible. That's not the nature of our reality. So the world that we live in here, the 3D
and the 3D is the opening to the higher dimensions. It's not something to throw away. It's just high vibe in my book is authentic. There's something so beautiful when someone really shares something with you that's real. Like when they try to package it up so that it looks high vibe or consumable to you, we can feel that dissonance. It's not, oh, like you're just like, oh, I don't want that.
But it's fake.
Yeah. Not high vibe. There's nothing high vibe about that.
I mean, maybe at some point you felt that way and that was authentic to you in that moment, but that's not a consistent place that any of us can really truly live it. Not by the nature of the universe. Like I teach about the laws of the universe, the hermetic laws, how like there are these laws that basically tell us about how frequency works, how vibration works, how things come and go into our lives, how everything is a mirror, you know? And if you don't understand that, you'll try to, you know, manipulate things and change things and try to really be in control, when in reality, it's like if you let go of the control and you learn to maybe with more awareness navigate through it in a, I don't know, you could say a healthier way, then you will actually, you know, just have a different experience that's much more evolved than the sort of what we've been doing for such a long time in terms of like dealing with emotion, especially the heavy emotions.
Yeah. There's something that happens when we actually be with it and we treat it as important. Like, and I don't mean like be dramatic. I just mean like honor it just as it is, like without anything extra, just this is here. So I'm going to be with that. And when you do, there's something that happens that I can't explain. I can't possibly tell you like what it's going to look like. Like, I can't tell you like what it will look like for each person. What I can tell you is like what I've experienced and what my clients have experienced, but there's something so beautiful on the other side of actually completing it. But we can't complete it unless we're actually with it in its pure state without any of the stories or the extra stuff on top of it. Mm-hmm. If we don't interrupt it, if we can literally be with it, you feel the sensation shift in your body and there's immediately energy and information that's released, whether you become conscious of what that is in the moment, we don't
know. Doesn't matter, right?
Doesn't really matter. But what does matter is there's a vibrational shift that actually happens.
And that's what crystalline emotion is all about, right? It's like a tool to learn how to sit with emotions that rise up versus pushing them away and help you to shift your frequency or shift your vibration. Is that, am I reading that correctly?
Yeah. So to be like, just to like fine tune it just a ton, a tiny bit. So when we experience an emotion, like we keep saying, it's a creative force. And so to access that, we let the emotion complete. And then there's a vibrational shift that happens. And all of a sudden we're in the higher vibrational or different vibrational space with that emotion. So every 3D emotion has a 5D corresponding emotion, 5D or above. So what happens when you complete the emotion is that you're naturally there. You don't even have to know what the 5D version of it is. Your body knows. So let me just, there is a 5D version of shock. So let's play with it.
Yes, totally.
Be the one that's alive for you.
No, I love that. Yeah.
Okay. So you guys actually were tuning into it without even knowing it. So the 5D version of shock is revelation. Something is wanting to be shown to you, right? Which is literally the message that you were saying to each other. Like something wants to be shown to us. Like, let us stay in this open plane of possibility. So in the open plane of possibility, when we don't attach a story to it or don't say like, oh, well, since I was shocked or like, then create a story about like the universe hates us or like you like blaming your husband because he did the thing, you know, and then being like, oh, blaming yourself because you had a trauma response or whatever. Like
as soon as the whole time that I was going through that, I knew that it was not good, but I was in the trauma of it and it was hard to stop the train from. So yeah.
Right. And well, the thing is you were witnessing it. So that's different. Like the sensation.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you look at the open plane of possibility, it's kind of like the X axis. And then you have like when things actually materialize, that's like the Y axis. So the more certain you become, like, well, it's because you did wrong things. It's because my trauma, it's because, you know, like when you start to assign stories of that, you're closing down the plane of possibility and you're actually going to land on something that's, you know, what's going to come into material form is based on what meaning you're making of it. But if you can stay in the like, hey, there's a revelation coming, let's stay open to what it is, then you actually stay in a place where the highest possible octave, highest possible expression comes in. So that's how it's a vibrational shift, because you're not locking in on the blame frequency or the guilt frequency. You're staying open to like, what's the universe trying to give us here? What's the revelation that wants to come through? It might not be here yet because it's not the moment for it for you guys, but you were tapped into it immediately. Mm-hmm. Something needs to reveal itself to us.
Oh yeah. I mean, things like that don't just happen.
Yeah. You know
what I mean? Like, no, we definitely knew that. So after practicing this, because I'm assuming that it takes practice to like be with it and to become, well, first of all, really becoming familiar with the process, the crystalline emotion process, which I know you have, I was looking a little bit, you have courses and stuff like that. But after becoming aware and practicing for a little while, what can this give you? What can crystalline emotion, the tool of it, what does it give you?
Yeah. Oh, such a good question. So first of all, that place of uncertainty that we are living in, where the mind is like, wants to know, wants to lock in on things. We start to see how opening that up so that you're staying in the open plane of possibility and letting the emotion come through and letting that vibrational shift happen. You start to see that literally like anything can happen and you can be okay. That's a security that comes from within, the safety that comes from within, that no, you can't find that in the external world. So you go around in life being like, let's see what the universe wants to show me. Like, let's see what game we're going to play. Like, oh, shock came up. Ooh, let's check this out. That's a very different thing than trying to go around in the world, trying to prevent emotions from happening. There's a locus of control that's inside of you that, you know, anything can happen. And you're going to be like, let me check this out. Like, what game are we playing?
Life becomes more exciting. Life becomes something to look forward to. Situations in life no longer control you in a way that like is detrimental. And yeah, it's like, it's almost like life just becomes a fun game, which I feel like intuitively that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But we have obviously, and I think, you know, a huge part of it has to do with like all the structures and especially like religion or the role of religion and like the rules, you know, like good, bad, sin, you know, all that stuff has really like kind of twerked, you know, our whole existence of what we're really here for. And when we discover what is really what we're really capable of, that's how we changed the world. It's like when we enter this place of like, let's just see what happens here and like, let's see if we can enjoy the ride, because it's obviously some kind of a crazy ride.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I feel like it's a complete shift in perspective. And yeah. I mean, what you just said, what it can give you is like freedom from all of the baggage.
Yeah. The worry that, oh my God, something could trigger me. Like, oh my God, something could happen in my relationship where I get really mad. Oh my God, something could happen with my kid. Like, oh my God, something could happen with my job. Like, there is not, that anxiety isn't there, because you're like, whatever's happening is a creative force. Like, and I know that I can be with it. Like, I have the power to be with whatever is. And that's a freedom that is priceless. The second thing that it does is you are always, if you have something that you're moving toward, a desire that's in your heart, and I'm not talking about like an egoic desire, I'm talking about like something that is for you. And you know that on a deep level, we're always moving toward it vibrationally. It already exists. That's how you can feel it. But what's happening is our emotions are actually the vibrational thread that connect us where we are now in this space to wherever that thing is, that experience is. And so it's sending these emotional, energetic impulses to us. And the first way we experience it is through the 3D emotion. That's the portal. And as we metabolize it, what happens is we're moving vibrationally closer. So every wave of emotion is actually moving you closer to what it is that you're creating. But so like, think of anything that you've created, anything that you've always like wanted that's here in your life now. If you go back to the back, like all the way back to the very seed of when you first came into contact with it, a lot of times it could be something that's hard, like a dense emotion was around it. You know, like you went through heartbreak and then you met your husband. Like, you know, people go through like these like horrific, maybe like experiences, like a physical experience before their awakening, right? Like, you know, like,
yes,
there's so many, like my tower moment. And then crystalline emotion. But it's like all these little waves, all these little vibrational threads that are pulling you. But if you're not completing the emotion, you're actually not moving vibrationally closer.
You're just kind of staying in the same space. So the whole point is to complete the emotions. Well, I feel like we're going to have a part two of this. I feel like we just hit the surface. But actually, I would love for you to share, because I know that we could go on forever.
Yes.
But if somebody wants to learn more about crystalline emotion or work with you or like dive into this, I know I'm kind of feeling like I might, because I feel like I want to know a lot more about this. This is like fascinating to me. How would someone go about learning more about crystalline emotion?
The best place is to find me on Instagram. It's at 5D Crystalline Emotion. And I share a lot on there about just like emotions themselves, but also like new paradigm emotion and crystalline emotion. I love to hang out in stories and share like, okay, this happened, you know, like I was working with despair in the last few weeks. And I just shared in my stories today about what's been now what I'm seeing on the other side of that despair. Cause we don't know, like it's something sometimes we can't even imagine. Right. So I'd love to share stories about that, so you can kind of see the shifts in action. And there are links there in my bio. I have a Facebook community where I do all my masterclasses. So that's a great place to go. Inside there, there's some masterclasses about crystalline emotion and how that is. So that's a great place if you're really wanting to like go deeper and be like, well, let me see about this.
Yeah. Cause I really feel like I honestly, like we just hit the surface and there's like, there's so much more there, you know, to understand. And this is such planting a seed, you know. I feel like this feels like we're planting a seed for people to like start to think differently about emotions. And I feel like this is really what you're doing, is you're like planting this beautiful seed that will grow, that will help us in the transition towards the raves coming in 2027. And that's so beautiful. It's beautiful. And it's fascinating.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I do share one more thing. So every crystal and emotion that I've downloaded essentially came to me as a journey from 3D, an energetic journey from 3D to 5D. And so my guidance shows me the translation, like, okay, here's the beginning point of the portal. And here's what happens. They show me like images that creates a pathway to the 5D and above version of the emotion. So it's a recording of me saying what I'm seeing, like what that energetic journey is. And then there are like prompts that you can do in meditation or journaling to help kind of like ground that information. Because what's interesting about that energetic journey is for some people, there'll be little Easter eggs. They'll be like, oh my God, that's an exact thing that I've experienced, or it has this, an image has a particular meaning to a person. So it's intelligent. It knows who's ever going to listen to it, which is really cool. So if people get curious about it, that you can buy crystal and emotion audios as singles. There's like almost 150 translations. And so that's something you can buy for $22 if you wanted to do that. There's a collection as well where you get like trainings with it as well. So that's a great place to start. That's accessible for people who are like curious, like, okay, let me feel this.
No, I think my community especially is going to be really interested in knowing more about this. And I love that we have an opportunity here to just talk about it and just keep putting it out there to the collective, because this is what we need. You know, things like this is what we need to help us like move forward. You know, like stop living in the same circle, like stop running around circles, and let's start really truly like evolving and moving forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, this was an amazing conversation. I feel like we could keep going, and I do have to get going, but because we're actually going back to Flagstaff again. I mean, we're still dealing, you know, reeling in the whole craziness of it. Yeah. But this was so nice. This was really insightful. I am really intrigued even more now, you know, than before. And thank you for, you know, sharing this with us and doing everything, you know, that you can to like keep putting it out there. Cause I think stuff like this is really, really important.
Thank you. Thank you. It is my true pleasure and joy to get to talk about this and connect with you in particular. So thank you so much for this incredibly aligned invitation.
Oh, I love that. Yes. And I think maybe we should do something else in the future. For sure.
Let's do it.
Well, thank you again. And thank you everyone for listening. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. And I'll put links and stuff in the description for anyone that is interested in working with Adrian. But thank you again. And we'll hopefully do another one of these soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Channel for Grace Uncut podcast. If you loved this episode and this podcast, make sure you subscribe and leave a review. You can find me on MeWe and YouTube as @channelforgrace, and you can discover a world of amazing offerings on my website. If you want to learn astrology, if you want to learn about what it means to discover your inner sacred feminine, if you're curious about how the current astrology is affecting you, if you want a private astrology reading, compatibility, or tarot oracle readings, and if you're looking for sweet handmade zodiac themed jewelry and other designs, go to my website, www.channelforgrace.guru. I will see you again on our next episode.